Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning. It's the Takeaways Femi OK in for John and Celeste this morning. I am obsessed with the weather, so let me just ask you, what is the weather like where you are? Give us a call at 8778-MY-TAKE, and you can also text the word SNOW to 69866. We'd like your weather reports, so text SNOW to 69866, and we'll include them in the programme as the hour progresses. Now, Michael Allaby is an expert on weather and climate. He's the author of a series of books called Dangerous Weather. And his book, Blizzards, is for students in middle and high school and explains how blizzards form, their impact, and gives details of blizzards over the centuries. So snowstorms gave parts of the South a very white Christmas, but for many of us here on the West Coast, and the East Coast, I should say, the blizzards began the morning after. Thousands of airline, train and bus passengers remain stranded, and major cities are now at a standstill.
An old man winter is beating up on the East Coast right now.
Under a blizzard warning.
They're getting a lot more snow than the Commonwealth is used to dealing with.
All right, the nation's biggest metro area, New York City, could get over a foot of snow. We are seeing a lot of travel disruptions.
Please don't get on the roads unless you absolutely have to.
We are now into the thousands of flights that have been canceled.
This is the city that never sleeps. I don't know about that tonight, because this blanket of white certainly seems to be tucking LaGuardia Airport into bed.
So North Carolina, Virginia, and Maryland all have declared states of emergency. New York, eastern Pennsylvania, New Jersey suffered through whiteout conditions yesterday, stifling travel the day after Christmas. We asked you, our listeners, how the blizzard affected your weekend plans. Here's one caller from Massachusetts.
Well, there's nothing quite like driving in the snowstorm in a car that you borrowed from your mother-in-law to go and visit your in-laws and finding out that you, your wife and your child are loaded into a tiny little Hyundai with no snow tires. Talk about a white-knuckle drive. We made it. We're all safe.
Thank you, and thank you for the story. Now, in fact, much of the U.S. and Western Europe have already suffered through a spate of snowstorms this winter, and it's only December. It's only just the official beginning of winter. Michael Allaby, author of the book series Dangerous Weather, joins us to discuss the impact of blizzards across the country and the world. Michael, we knew that this storm was coming, so why do you think there's still this chaos that happens, even when the forecasters get the forecast absolutely right?
It's the same thing happened over here. I don't know. People don't believe it, I think. Weather forecasts aren't always accurate, but when you get a weather warning of this kind, you really should take notice of it. You really should believe it. But the same thing happened in Europe. People kept on turning up to airports that were closed, and no flights were going anywhere. The same situation that you've got now. And I don't know. People should take it seriously. And particularly extreme weather of this kind, blizzards, are very dangerous, as you know.
Michael, I tested a couple of my colleagues this morning who've all walked through blizzard weather conditions, and I asked them, tell me what a blizzard is, and they just looked at me a little blank. So tell us, what technically is a blizzard?
Technically, a blizzard is defined by the wind speed, the temperature, and the amount of snow. And so it's basically snow, heavy snow, that's either falling or being blown from the ground by a wind of at least 35 miles an hour.
And it's got to,
and
it has to blow for a certain amount of time. So basically it's the wind affecting on what's coming out of the sky.
It's the wind affecting the snow. It's wind-blown snow. And usually it's snow that's falling, but it doesn't have to be. You can get dry, powdery snow that a wind of that speed will blow up. And when you have that situation, visibility goes right down, and you can get whiteout conditions, and that is when it starts to become extremely dangerous for two reasons. One is the snow itself, and you can't see where you're going, you can't see anything that's going on, and people become very disoriented and easily lost. And the second, of course, is the temperature, and the wind chill effect of a very low temperature and a strong wind at the same time, and you get a very powerful wind chill effect.
Michael, we're going to get some of our listeners to actually text us their snow stories. They're going to be texting us on 6 8 6 9 8 6 6. They're going to text snow to 6 9 8 6 6. We'll get some of their experiences. But in your experience, have you noticed a difference between the way that people in the US deal with blizzards and people in Europe deal with blizzards?
People in continental Europe, in northern Europe, are used to weather of this kind. They, on the whole, know how to handle it. In Britain, we're not so good at this because we don't get blizzards very often because we're right on the western edge of the continent. Our weather comes to us across the ocean, and so in winter it tends to be a lot milder. And so this winter, when we did get really bad weather, and the winter before that, too, for the matter of that, we get caught out. Everything comes to the whole country for a while came to a virtual standstill. Roads were blocked, the rail lines were closed, airports were closed, nothing was happening.
What about, Michael? What about?
We're not prepared for it. We don't have, as you do, we don't have as many snow plows. We grit the roads, though that's not as good as it might be sometimes.
Michael, you mentioned grit, and gritting costs money. So the economy, really, for Europe, also for the US as well, is not as good as it could be. How is that going to have an impact on how we deal with blizzards?
If you don't, you have to prioritize the roads you're going to grit, and this is what happens. And roads that aren't gritted can quickly become virtually impassable. I live in a quite small village that has been cut off several times this winter because the road out of it was just impassable. The police wouldn't let anybody onto it. And that's the sort of thing that happens. It starts to get very dangerous if they leave snow is allowed to lie. It melts a little, water trickles down through the snow and then freezes when it meets the cold road surface at the bottom. And now you have snow lying over a sheet of ice, and that's when it becomes really very dangerous.
Michael, I'm sorry. You're up there in the West Highlands of Scotland. I'm here. It feels like the West Highlands of New York, but it's very snowy here. And I just want to say thank you very much indeed, Michael Allaby, author of the book series Dangerous Weather, for telling us a little bit about blizzards around the world.